congregation, not all reflection services are the same. Sometimes the focal point is thanksgiving. Sometimes it is about revisiting what was preached on this in the morning hour, a deeper concept of it. Tonight, the focal point is those poor ones, needy ones. In a sense, they would have loved to participate. They did not dare to. And there's a cry in their heart. Our hearts go out to those little ones in faith. They can come so far as they would like to. They're standing afar off and do not dare to lift their eyes to the Lord. May the Lord reach out to them and give that comfort, those poor ones, those needy ones, those unworthy ones who may not have attended and are yet God's people. The text is from Psalm 77, especially verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. So far. The effect of fighting doubt by meditation. The effect of fighting doubt by meditation. Three thoughts. Fighting doubt. The first part of this psalm is filled with it. We hope to show that. Has the Lord no favor anymore? Has he cast off forever? What the doubts expressed in the first part of this psalm, fighting doubts. And secondly, by meditation. Verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And in the third place, the effect upon the heart. This psalm ends in such a praise song, in praising the Lord for all his benefits. So the effect of fighting doubt by meditation. Fighting doubt, meditation, the effect upon the heart. Congregation, Psalm 77 is quite remarkable. It starts with a lamentation. So dark, so much doubt, so many questions, such a depth. And the author, Asaph, cannot lift himself up out of the miry clay. And it ends so positive. So beautiful. The clouds poured water, the skies sent out the sound, the arrows also went abroad. The voice of the thunder was in heaven. Very positive in a praise song. How come? There's a bridge. From the misery to the praises bridge. And that bridge is the verses 10, 11, and 12. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember thy works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the works of old. I will meditate also of all thy works. So the meditation, the remembering, is a strategy, is a means the Lord can bless to take those doubts away. Let's first go to the lamentation and see how this author feels. And maybe you can say, I feel exactly the same way. First one is introduction. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. It's a summary. The whole psalm, I cried, I prayed, and he heard. But then back, how did he feel? In the day of my trouble, I saw the Lord. seeking intensely, seeking Him, missing Him, missing the Lord being so far away. Maybe been feeling in a foreign land, so far away from the temple, I can't find Him, seeking the Lord, earnestly seeking Him, not being able to find. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. That probably means something else, means the hand stretched out. His hands both stretched out to the Lord, see Him on His bed. Praying to the Lord, Lord, oh help me, stretching out His arms to the Lord all the night and not being able to find peace for His heart. In the day of my trouble, I saw the Lord, my soul ran, my hand was stretched out all the night and ceased not. I continued out in the road to pray, Lord, be merciful to me. I can't help myself. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Stretching out His arms all the night. My soul refused to be comforted. People say, come on, don't feel so down. Think positively. The Lord is good. Just believe that you're fine. Just believe. Don't make a problem of this. And He refuses to be comforted. He can't take that to heart. That's not enough for Him. And that doubt is a sin. That is all so real. He cannot help Himself. My soul refuses to be comforted. The Lord needs His comfort. Not people's comfort helps. People are poor comforters. He wants the Lord's comfort. Real comfort. Profound comfort of the Holy Spirit. I remembered God. Oh, yes. He remembers God and was troubled. His holiness, right? His glory, His majesty. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. I complained and lamented and fainted almost, my spirit being overwhelmed. But what a misery, the congregation. The doubts or the questions in his heart. And he is a child of the Lord. And he has had better times. He comes back to those dark days. He feels again so unconverted by renewal. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. The Lord keeps his eyes open. So he can sleep. Sleepless nights. Wrestling one side to the other side. No comfort, no comfort. Stretching out his arms to the Lord, refusing to be comforted. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. He doesn't talk anymore. Cannot articulate the words, not find the thoughts. He is just quietly laying there on his bed and stretching out his arms to the Lord. Lord, help me. No comfort. Overwhelmed in the spirit, fainting, complaining, and no words. Look at verse 7. Will the Lord cast off forever? Like you have breadcrumbs on the table? And you just wipe them off? Cast off forever those unworthy people? Away with them? Cast away them? Forever? Unworthy? Insignificant. So he feels. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Has it stopped? Has the Lord closed it off? Has the Lord shut the door to me? That's how he feels. So desolate, so far away from the Lord. No tasting the favor of the Lord anymore. The sweet favor he has tasted before is gone. Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies and closed the door? Shutting it up, closing it, locking it for me? That's how he feels. in his infirmity. What happened? Why? Why so down? Why so doubting? Why such a darkness? Is there just these feelings? Is it objectively true? It's his feelings. How he feels. He is not forgotten. The Lord has not cast him off, but that's how he feels. And that's real. You can talk to him and say, be of good comfort. You say, my soul refuses to be comforted. There's no help to me. Often God's people go through times like that. Times of warmth and love and first love and close to the Lord and opening and the Spirit witnessing to their hearts, having rich times and happy times, and then the Lord takes it away again. There is a problem. They suffering, they grieve the Holy Spirit of the Lord, in the Lord's wisdom, the Lord withdraws His Spirit to teach them to live by faith only. The Lord knows, and those days are difficult. Prayer bounces off. The times that you could pray, the Lord given prayer and supplication, and you felt that the Lord is helping. Those prayers went through the ceiling to the Lord. You felt opening. You could give it over to the Lord. And then other times, prayer is so poor, it is not working. There's nothing in there. There's no life in there. It's so cold, so callous. There were times that Bible reading was a pleasure. Or something, so also something in there for them, and they read psalm after psalm and chapter after chapter, and they loved it, and loved the books of their forefathers, and then it dries up the stream, nothing left, nothing left. And they complain and say, what happened? Has he no favor anymore? Has he in anger set up his doors? Oh, no appetite, no longing for the Sunday, no blessings under the sermons anymore. And then congregation day feels so uncomforted. Now, as I said, let me elaborate a little bit more. There can be a cause, a suffering that is taken wrong. Like in Lamentations 3, that Jeremiah is complaining because of all the things being against him, such affliction he had to experience the fall of Jerusalem. So people's life can be in scrambles and they take it hard. That's possible. It's also some of Ezra, right? Psalm 73 is like that. Sometimes it's a bosom sin that sticks up its ugly head again and causes doubts in the hearts of God's people. See, I'm unconverted. Can never have been true. I made a mistake and I feel so down and there's no comfort and no sweetness anymore. And they read the Bible, it's all so mechanic. They grieve the Spirit. Quench it. And sometimes you may remember, is it simply God's wisdom to let His people feel humble, to teach them to live by faith instead of living by feelings? So often God's children go by the thermometer of their feelings and it's warm and they say, oh, I have something. The Lord works. I'm not a stranger of that. And then the temperature goes down and they say, oh, I have nothing. And now to live by faith, set hard. So that's the first part of the psalm, Lamentations. Is that why you couldn't attend this morning? You sat in the pew, and it was in your heart, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favored no more? In his mercy, clean, gone forever? Nothing left, clean, gone forever? Not for me anymore? Oh, that is so sad, so hard, so empty. It's nothing you could wish to someone. And there might be a hope in the background. The Lord keeps God's church from despair, from absolute despair. And yet, how hard it is. You say, well, I don't know this. That's your misery then. If you don't know your misery, you don't care. You don't pray this, do you? Will the Lord cast off forever? Because there's no love, there's no care, no longing, no desire in the heart at all. That's even worse, right? So dead in sin and trespasses, or it is double-hearted. Some impressions and sometimes a longing to be saved, but sin and world are so strong at the same time, and you're halting between two opinions, God something, the world something, God something, the world something, so you continue a long time. Anyway, it is not a strange thing to God's people to feel that way again. Not strange. They know that. The whole book of Psalms is filled with it. Some people can always believe. They're always in their pockets. And I'm not defending unbelief at all. You know that. Doubt is a sin. But always being able to believe is fake. Is so counterfeit. It's not according to the scriptures at all. I cried unto God. Have you ever cried? Cried and said, Lord, I cry, but I have no tears. I cry, but it's so cold. I cry, but I cannot pray. You sigh and you whisper, have no words. Advice to all of you. Simply be honest with the Lord. Don't put up a front. Don't wear a mask to the Lord. Don't speak good things that wants to hear. Be honest with yourself, with the Lord, and with people, and pray how it is in your heart. And if you don't know the Lord, tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know anything of those things. Give me a new heart. You're poor and needy. Tell the Lord how poor you feel. And read for yourself those psalms. If you don't know though that misery, seek to know your misery by being real and ask Lord to open your eyes and read the psalms and read the gospel, read the whole Bible, especially the psalms to begin with. They speak so clearly about what's going on in the heart of God's people. That's why some people don't like singing psalms anymore. They're so negative, so downhearted, make you so feel so downhearted, and they rather sing songs of praise all the time. But the psalters are God's word, and so real, and they represent the misery, the knowledge of the misery of God's people. The effect of fighting doubt by meditation. So this author is down, feels miserable, feels cast off. Oh, God's anger. Let's start it, right? God's anger. Verse 9. Has God forgot to be gracious? He in anger set up his tender mercies. It's probably my sins, right? Probably it is my sins, his anger. And then he is kind of turning the page. It's a holy strategy. If you use the word strategy, holy means, verse 10, 11, 12, I will remember the works of the Lord. As surely I will remember thy wonders of old, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Our second thought. Fighting. There's a secret. There's a means to escape out of those cold hands of despair for God's people. Recommendation in Scripture, namely the means of holy meditation. Now, not Easter meditation, not meditating on the lotus flower, but as being quiet or standing still and just trying to blank out. No, meditate on the Word. Meditate on what God does, what He has spoken, what He has given, to meditate, to muse, to go over, to ponder it. And that's what the author is doing. Remembering God's right hand. In creation, for example, he reminds himself, creation, of the Holy Spirit hovering over the waters, and the Lord saying, let there be light. The power of God, he reminds himself, the almighty hand of God in creation, telling himself, listen, why art thou so disquiet within me? Hope thou in God. He is still the same. Nothing is too wonderful for him. Creation. See the creation. Verse 16 probably. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, they're afraid, the depths also are troubled. Reminds of Genesis 1. He thinks of the flood of Noah. He thinks also of the Exodus. Thou leddest thy people like a flock with the hand of Moses and Aaron. He goes over those things, over the Word, reading the Word and meditating on that, trying to digest it and to let it sink in, hoping the Lord will bless it. Remember those things? What the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken, what the Lord has given. He's meditating not only on his hellworthiness. Sometimes it goes too far and goes on too long, and then you go deeper and deeper to the pit, and this author says, no, now something else. I will remember the works of the Lord. I will meditate of all thy works and talk of all thy, of thy doings. I will. It's a choice in his heart. Holy commitment. I'm going to remember those things and trying to go over those things and remember them well. Remembering God's faithfulness, his trustworthiness, his surprises. I'll give you a few examples in the Bible of people remembering, bring it back to their mind, say, I remember, and that helped them. David was standing for Saul, and David said, I'm going to fight the enemy, Goliath, the Philistines. And Saul almost laughed. You? Who do you think you are? You're a boy. David said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go. And the Lord be with thee. David remembered in the past. All that bear remembers. He remembers that lion or mountain lion maybe. And he slew them in the strength, in the power of the Lord. He has not forgotten that. He said, the Lord helped me at that time. He is still the same. He can do that. He remembered. Is there something to remember in your life? Remember how the Lord helped out not only outwardly, how he opened his word and gave you some understanding of the scriptures, of the depth of it, of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you remember the time that the Lord slew you? The Lord made you poor and needy. He gave a contrite heart, a broken heart, a contrite spirit. Or think of Samuel after they conquered the Philistines. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, meaning stone of help, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. So people saw that stone, Ebenezer stone, the Lord has helped us, he's still the same. Do you have those statues, those stones in your life, Ebenezers? Think of Psalm 18. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He drew me out of many waters. He's still the same God. Or Psalm 63, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice, as with my help before. I change circumstances, change, the Lord is still the same. Even Apostle Paul, the Lord helps him through this life by remembering things. Who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So the Lord wants his church in times of doubting and darkness and questions to remember him, his works, his deeds, his gifts. It's a command, the Lord. Command? Yes, it is. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart. Upon your bed. And be still. That's the command of the Lord. Stand in awe, sin not. Commune with your own heart. Talk to yourself. Remind you of things. And meditate on those things. Apostle Paul also encouraged Timothy to do that, the young minister. In all the trials of his life and darkness and disappointments, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting might appear to all. We will see it. Give yourself wholly to those things, digest them, give your heart to them, meditate upon them. Often at night, Psalm 63, verse 6, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Do it. Ask the Lord for help. Sometimes whispering or with words at all, not favor anymore, but also remembering him in his works, in his promises, in his words, promises. Remember, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. More concrete, how beneficial for God's people when there is a sermon, specifically blessed the hearts to write it down. To write it down, what was it that touched my heart? What was it? And how did I feel? And give the details of that and write it down or type it down and store it and lock it and get it, put a password on it. Nobody's business, but do it. And someday you may open it again, that file, and say, see, yeah, remember, wonderful times. Never done that before? Tell the Lord, do it. Write it down. All the details that you remember, how the Lord has spoken, how the Lord began, your first impressions, those text so special to your heart, and you may need them afterwards. It may come time you say, has the Lord cast off me, cast me off forever? Is he not favored anymore? In anger, set up his tender mercies and open it up again. Honestly, I did that years ago. In a little notebook. And you go back sometime, you say, the Lord spoke. And it is refreshed. Remember those things. Go over it, mill it over. That's how the Lord works. That's how the Lord desires. And then, especially what? To meditate upon what? Especially. What meditation is most sweet? Psalm 104. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Because don't forget, congregation. Don't forget. There's more in this text, in this chapter. Who is that? In the day of my trouble, I saw the Lord. My hand was stretched out all the night. Cease not, my soul refuse to be comforted. Who is that? I see so clearly in the psalm the Lord Jesus and his feeling forsaken and his anxieties and his fear unto death and his feeling so desolate and alone. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. Lord Jesus Christ, speechless, I call to remembrance those things. Will the Lord cast off forever? So the Lord Jesus felt cast, being cast off forever. Excuse no favor, Lord, on the cross. Meditate on the Lord Jesus Christ. Read Isaiah 53. Read Luke 22, read about him suffering and being crucified and rising from the dead, and ask the Lord to make that meditation sweet to your heart. The effect of fighting doubt by meditation. A holy effect, a blessed effect of a third thought. Congregation, you're familiar with the canons of the Lord, aren't you? About election and rejection. And our forefathers noticed that some people are terrified when they hear about reprobation and rejection. And they say, it's probably me. It's not me. I've sinned too much. And they wrote articles against that. So I find an article on page 100. Article 16, the second part. Much less cause have they to be terrified by the dark and reprobation who though they seriously desire to be turned to God, to please Him only, and to be delivered from the body of death, cannot yet reach. The desire they cannot yet reach, that measure of holiness and faith to which they aspire, desire, and they can reach that measure of wholeness and faded desire, since a merciful God has promised that he will not quench the smoking flax nor break the bruised reed. See? Bruised reed, smoking flax, the Lord knows them and will still care for that people. They can come so far as they would like to. They can reach that measure of faith and holiness as they aspire to, and still God's people, and they may seek for more grace. And that's what you see also in the end of Psalm 77. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Or 13, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, who is so great a God as our God. Says high thoughts of the Lord again, and comfort in it. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. He is experiencing redemption by God's strength. Has declared thy strength among the people. The highest thoughts of God and Christ in his heart is the result, the blessed effect of that holy meditation. And now we can just see the contrast in this psalm. In the day of my trouble I saw the Lord. As a seeking, now he's praising. I was a seeking only, now he is acknowledging and thanking the Lord in gratitude. My soul ran all the night, his hand thrust forth, and now he may acknowledge the Lord for his blessings and deliverance. I refuse to be comforted. May his comfort. God gave him comfort, how? By remembering the Lord's works, and gifts. I complain, no complaints left. He complained about his sins, that's all. Not complaining about the Lord. He was overwhelmed and fainted. Now he's alive again. The whole is my eyes waking. I couldn't sleep. Now he sleeps so well. Because the Lord has made it so good. Think again of verse 7. Though the Lord God is all forever. He felt the Lord could wipe him away from the table, like crumbs from the table. And now the Lord does not cast off. He's cast off his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, not cast off such sinners, but restored them in his communion and relation with him, not casting them off. His mercy clean gone forever and all. His mercy is great. His promises fail not. God forgotten him. No, the Lord has forgotten, not forgotten him. Remembers him. No anger, but love. Tender mercy still. The Lord is still the same. And congregation, back to the Lord's Supper this morning. We'd like all God's people to attend. We also realize some of them may not do it. And it's wrong. They deny the Master, and still the Lord knows the people. Do we say that? It's wrong, and still the Lord knows them. Does not praise, and he knows them. He knows those Thomases who say, I can't believe this. And still the Lord comes and comforts him and shows him the tokens in his hands. Inside. The Lord knows that people that does not attend and still is God's people. Ask the Lord for more insight to take those doubts away. Meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. See the last part of verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk thy doings. That is so helpful for God's people. What? To talk. To confess, to profess, to be open about it, not only with friends, also at the Lord's Supper table, to confess it, to talk about it. It's also talking. You know, you leave the pew and come to the table, that's talking. Look at me. I am a sinner. I'm in the midst of death. I don't deserve that. I'm not proud of myself at all. I'm in the midst of death, but see my salvation outside of self and another. It's also talking. And I have to admit, if God's children don't attend the offering darkness over the soul, they must also talk. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. Meditate on him. Meditate on what? On his doings, on his words and his gifts. How? By Bible reading. In the Word, the Lord reveals himself. And that's so important to God's people, to keep reading the Word. That's where the Lord reveals himself, in his glory, in his power, in his faithfulness. Meditate on the Scriptures and search the Scriptures. Young people, children, you could not attend this morning. If no church right, you need to know your doctrine and your commitment before you can do that. And we hope that still there are some of you who are longing and have bowed your knees in this hour and said, Lord, my dad, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, they attended. God's people, Lord, give me a new heart. May also someday sit at a table, not to have something, but to have a God for my heart and to save my soul. Seek the Lord. You cannot lose anything with that. You can only gain. The effect of fighting doubt by meditation. Fighting doubt, meditation, the effect upon the heart. It's not a strategy. It's something you do yourself. It needs to be blessed by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, to apply it to the heart. Ask for the application for the Lord's help, the Lord's work. Amen. Almighty, all-sufficient Lord, remember those smoking flaxes, those broken reeds, those standing afar off, those people lamenting and having nothing in their pockets, and yet they must seek. They cannot also forget about those things either. They suffer tremendously sometimes and feel so unconverted, without God in the world, having no hope. Lord, give them hope again. They've seen something of the light. May they see the light by renewal and rejoice in it. Seeing thy wonders, nothing is too wonderful for thee. Thou hast never said, see me in vain, or let me come to the waters without money, without price. Lord, remember the attendants. They that have attended the Lord's Supper this morning. Knows the hearts. And knows the doubts, the questions yet afterwards. Did I do it right? Was I allowed to do this? Take away those fears, if it is thy work. Give also thy spirit upon it. And may they yet sleep well tonight. Give it over and answer the Lord. And wake up tomorrow refreshed. Lord, we ask all this in the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name alone, amen.